Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, 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 oh. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate His love. Celebrate Him who came from
Worship him. Let's love on him.
Anything.
your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able,
the tomb of every Lazarus. Your voice is calling me out. And right now, I know you're able. And my God, come through again. You can do all things. You can do all things. But then, 'cause you never and I know you never will. Everything's possible by the power of the Holy Ghost. A new
says in John 1 and 5 that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not understand it or overpower. What does that mean? God is so powerful. It doesn't matter what trial you find yourself in. It doesn't matter how big the mountain is. He's greater. And it's not even close. He's so much greater. And he has all power. He knows the end from the beginning, so you don't have to be afraid. Actually, you can rejoice before you see your prayer answered. Don't have to wait till the battle's over. I can shout now. I don't have to wait till the battle's over. I can shout now. I don't have to wait till... Come on, sing that with us. I can shout now. Oh, Lord.
I don't have to wait till the battle's over.
Don't have to wait till the battle's over. Why? 'Cause we've already won. Why? 'Cause he's already won. Yeah, yeah.
Our hearts are hungry for your perfect peace. Our souls are thirsty for the joy you bring. So send your glory, make your praise complete. Send down the rain, touch us once.
Till at last she knelt before his feet. And though she spoke no words, everything she said was heard. As she poured her love for the master from her my praise on him like oil from Mary's alabaster bath. So don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and I dry them with my out of this oil in my alabaster spot. No one knows what you've been through. I can't forget the way life used to be, 'cause I was a prisoner to the sin that had me. Into a little treasure box I thought I found. Oh, until the day when Jesus came to me and healed my soul with the wonder of his touch. So now I'm giving back to him all the praise.
Hallelujah. Come on and give him glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless the name of Jesus. We bless the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless his name. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst in the name of Jesus. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in this service. Have your way in our homes in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, take preeminence. We surrender this service completely and totally to you. Let the perfect will of God be done in this service. Let your will be done in us, your perfect will, as it is in heaven. Oh God, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. Oh God, we thank you. Praise you. Father God, we drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. We come for a refreshing in the spirit, in our spirit this morning. And so we drink from the river of life. Oh, Father, refresh our souls. Refresh our minds in the name of Jesus. Refresh us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, touch us from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. Holy Spirit, move in our environment, Holy Ghost. Spirit of the living God, never leave us, never forsake us. Lead us, teach us, guide us, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, hover over our lives. Hover over the lives of our children. Hover over the lives of our grandchildren. Hover over the lives of our nieces and our nephews. Hover, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, let your kingdom come. Holy Spirit, let your will be done. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Spirit, for in your presence there is fullness of joy. So we thank you, O God, for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, O God, for your grace, O God. We thank you, O God, for your loving kindness. We thank you, O Lord, for your faithfulness. O God, we bless your name. O God, we praise you. Lord, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Oh, we thank you, oh God. Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace to you for mercy. Your mercies on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, oh God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, oh God. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory and we cry out to you for mercy, 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 oh God. Lord, have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. Have mercy upon us, oh God. Your mercies are new every morning. Father God, rain down your mercy upon each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, oh God. Father, this morning we release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, oh God. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let the blood speak. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, oh God. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Oh, we soak this prayer service in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we soak everything that concerns us. Oh, God, in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, oh, God. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, Father, we thank you for the holy blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Justification in the blood of Jesus. Sanctification in the blood of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We cover our children in the blood of Jesus. We cover their destinies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak, O God. Let the blood speak, O God. Let the blood speak, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. This morning, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus. We put on the full armor, O God. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We put on the full armor in the name of Jesus. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the armor, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to be a rod of fire around us and a glory within us. In the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word that is coming forth. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We bless you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, O God. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We worship you. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. Let the words that I speak, let it not be my words, O God. Let it be the words that come from you, O God. I decrease and you increase. Lord, let your word come forth in the power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Father, I surrender to you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way in this service. Father, we bless you and we thank you, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He leadeth me beside. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head before my cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Hallelujah. I know I kind of hesitated a bit, but I felt the leaping in my spirit for the Holy Spirit, because sometimes when I come on, I have all these things set. This morning, oh my God, hallelujah, hallelujah, and I just want to go according to what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to me in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. As I read, I want you to turn to your Bibles, to the book of John 10. John 10, and it verses 11. See, as a matter of fact, I'm going to just go through John 10. The Lord brought this back to me, and I'm going to read it for you. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. And he says, let them know about the good shepherd. I feel the anointing. Hallelujah. It says, verily, very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. I'm reading from the NIV version. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listens to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought all his own, he goes on ahead of them. And his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Who enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief cometh fully to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have life more abundantly, have life to the full. Verse 11 says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolves coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolves attack the flock and scatter it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. Oh, hallelujah. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep, that I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loved me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. Hallelujah. These few verses I've read, they're so full. Hallelujah. The first thing, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. Hallelujah. No one comes to the Father but by him. Then Jesus Christ laid down his life. What does it mean to lay down your life? It's to sacrifice. That means you're not selfish. It's no, you're not taking up on me, myself, and I. Many times in this world, we it's all about us. It's not about the kingdom of God. Everything is, the world has become even more and more selfish. If someone is not gaining from something, they're not going to be especially in a society like this. Hallelujah. So what am I saying? Jesus laid his life down. Why? He was being obedient to his Father. When he laid down his life, he sacrificed his life so that we may have life. Hallelujah. Oh my God, hallelujah. Jesus, he made atonement by his blood for us. Jesus went through humiliation for us. He was beaten. He was humiliated for us. Jesus went through it all. What do you think he is? Jesus is God in the flesh. He left heaven, came down to redeem the same human flesh. Sacrifice. Look, he had the power to utterly destroy the enemy to do anything. But he had to do as God had told him to do. He had to go through the steps. Sometimes you want to skip over. He had to go through the process. Jesus sacrificing. You know, about your life. I thought about one or two things in my life. And I'm sure even mothers, if you're a mother and you hear, there are times you, many times mothers will sacrifice on their children. A mother will go without so her children can have. So mothers will go through just for the children to have. And the reason I'm saying about mothers, because fathers do the same, but a mother, in my opinion, goes a little bit above and beyond. That's why the child can, most children can talk to their mothers more than they talk to their fathers. And so, that's just my opinion. And they have a relationship. A mother will sacrifice. A mother will take her land and give it to her child. A mother will take that food, even if she's hungry, and that child comes in, the mother will say, "You eat." Most mothers will go above and beyond for their children. I'm just saying to you that is a nourishing, that compassion a mother has, that love a mother has, an overflowing love. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying fathers don't have it, but women have a more, to me, in my opinion, more compassion. Hallelujah, in my opinion. You sacrifice. Your children sick, you worry. Different things happening in your children's life. There's so many things we take to heart. Hallelujah. When every time people call me for prayers, the first thing they say, please pray for my child. They don't even... Most of them, they would say, "Pray for my child." And then they would say their prayer request after you pray for their child. Mothers would cry out because they want their child lives. Okay, what am I using all of this for? I'm just using it to say that that's a sacrifice. That's a sacrifice. Laying down. But Jesus went, laid down his life. He came so we may have life and have it more abundantly. Now, we got to be grateful for what he's done, the sacrifices he's made. He was obedient to his Father to the end. He's still obedient. He had a relationship with his Father. Now we look at the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd, the sheep knows the voice of the Good Shepherd. Any man or woman of God just come and say something that sounds like it comes from the Word of God, we take it. And then we look to them for examples. We follow after the bad shepherd, not the Good Shepherd. Why? Because we're not taking time to get intimate with the Good Shepherd, to be able to understand, to know the voice of the Good Shepherd. You have to have that intimacy with him, because you see, Moses knew the ways, and the children of Israel knew the acts of God. So Moses knew God intimately. You got to know the Good Shepherd intimately. Not only you know his ways, and that definitely if you know the ways, you will know the acts. But you cannot just know the acts. You want a miracle. You want signs and wonder. You want these miraculous supernatural things to occur in your life. You just want what he can give. But you do not want to develop an intimate relationship with him. Because through intimacy, when someone comes and tell you something, you say, that is not God. You got to be able to recognize the voice a child recognize the parent's voice, the mother's voice. Amen. And this, the child, I give an example for my nephew the other day. Child, okay, if my sister and my voice sounds the same, okay, he might be confused as an infant, but then he one thing he recognizes that made him know the difference between the voices, because when you were a baby, the eye, the vision is not quite clear to them. What was the difference? Was the aroma, the fragrance that came from me and the fragrance that came from his mother. His mother's fragrance was different from my fragrance, so he was able to distinguish. Even though the voices sounded the same, he couldn't see that well because babies don't see that well. People think they're the same, but you can check it out. They don't see. They see blurry, not very clearly. So he recognized the fragrance of his mother. Hallelujah. And then you were able to go. So you know the voice, you know the fragrance. Because sometimes people can mimic another voice. And they sound so much. They got people who comedians who follow through these voice mimicking. But the difference is the fragrance is different. The fragrance comes, that fragrance, that intimacy. Why does the baby, why does my nephew know the fragrance of his mother? Let me tell you why. Because he was in her womb for 9 months. They were one for 9 months. So definitely he knew that fragrance. Because he has smelled that fragrance for 9 months. And every one of us have a distinct fragrance. And it's distinct. Every human being, they always say about your fingerprints, your biometrics, your finger. Yes, that's our identity, your footprint. But is the fragrance everyone has, and it's different. Why? Let's go. When you put, some people will wear this perfume, it smells different on this than the other person. So that's why you can't smell a perfume on a person and say you're going to buy that perfume, because it will smell different on you. When it mixed with your fragrance, it smells different than it will smell on another person. The fragrance, and fragrance comes from intimacy. Let me go a little further this morning and I'll stop. When a baby mother goes to work and the baby is crying, what the mother would do to so the baby can get adjusted to the new person and can sleep, or the mother wants the baby to sleep in the bed, I've done it and I know it's proven to work. You take the baby, you sleep with that baby blanket. And so when you have the baby blanket, your fragrance gets within that baby blanket. And then when you cover the baby, and snuggle that baby will sleep well because the baby smells your fragrance. Hallelujah. But fragrance can come, it got to be intimate. So know the fragrance of Christ, the intimacy. It comes from spending time with him. To know the good shepherd, spending time. Why God keeps carrying us back to the good shepherd? This morning I was about to do that rod and I said, I had all my notes, but he said, no, tell them about the good shepherd. You got to have to be able to recognize the good shepherd, the body of Christ. Not recognizing the good shepherd, and because the body of Christ cannot recognize we're going astray because we do not recognize, we've known the voice, we don't know the frequency, we don't even even know the difference between the good shepherd and the bad shepherd, somebody, because we run after the gift and not the giver. We don't understand, because it comes from spending time and intimacy with the shepherd, the good shepherd. And the Lord said, if you seek me, you will find me. Look, and you cannot say you have arrived. Or I have arrived. You got to seek the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind. And to seek God and to sacrifice your time. You got to put him first in your time. You got to be willing to spend money. Because you got to take, I take classes, go to school to learn more about Jesus. You never arrive. Every 6, 8 weeks, or 8 weeks, or whatever, I'm releasing $200 studying. Is it something that easy to come by? No. But I want to know more. So I'm in these classes with my mentor and my instructor because I want to learn more. And then when I look at my sister, she's going to other classes and she's in this class and she pushes away. She got a Monday night class and this class because she wants to know more. Okay, if it's not money, if the class is free, but you sacrifice the time and nobody can say, oh, I got 10 jobs. No, my sister has a couple, she works 12 hours, but she still finds that time. To put God first. Sacrifice that time. And these days they got internet things, different things, the media, the social media. How you gotta be willing to sacrifice your time, your effort, put it in first. Seek first. And not only just going, because we have people that go to classes, they don't do their homework, they don't do anything, they're just there to be there. You want to know more about Jesus. You want to learn more about Jesus. Even it's a sacrifice. I mean, getting up in the morning, coming here, it's a sacrifice. You want to give it to God. The radio, we come on every morning. It's not free. $99 come out of our accounts every month of the radio. So it's a sacrifice. It's not to complain about and talk about it, because God will supply all our needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. The Lord said that, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm a lender and not a borrower. So I'm not going to be all around begging. No, I'm not going to do that. You freely, if you want to give, you give freely. But to be, no. That stage is fast done, because it's God's ministry. He will provide for his ministry. You beg it? No. I'm not a beggar. I'm a lender. And I'm seeing it with humility. No. God has his word. The life I live is his life. It is his bread. As a matter of fact, he lent me his bread. The job you go to work every morning. I go to work. He gave you the strength to work. Hallelujah. So many times people think they're doing God a favor. Believe me, God is doing us a favor. If you seek him, do you know the good shepherd? Are you willing to sacrifice to see the good shepherd? Hallelujah. Are you willing? Some people, even if you say, they're $1 a day. Forget it. They will not even think about it. So who's going to beg? No. And I'm not going to beg because it's God's work. He will provide. And you shall, and God always, always provide exceedingly abundantly for this ministry. He always provides. He always make a way where there seems to be no way. When you see the amount that we spend, it's because of God, the magazine, the destiny that God provides. I always tell pastors, stop begging. I have faith and trust. He who started it will finish. The good shepherd will always take care of the sheep. The Lord is my shepherd. He's the good shepherd. I shall not mourn. Father, this morning, I pray that your children heard your word to receive it, that not only will they know your voice, but they will know your fragrance. Father God, and they will follow after you. They will seek you with all their heart, soul, and mind, and be willing to sacrifice time and resources to know more about you, not only your acts, but your ways. Oh God, create in us a clean heart. Take away these negative cobwebs. The mind of Christ be in us. Let us hunger and thirst after righteousness so that we shall be filled. Lord Jesus, you are my food shepherd. I shall not want. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
In the goodness of God. was all my